Take cover. Dr. Kapadia explained that I would have to refrain from sex for the next 6 weeks as my body accepted the graft tissue placement. I needed to lay low for a bit and take cover, literally. I was sent home with lots of bandages, a surgical drain, and my favorite, a Foley catheter. Yeah, not so much. Necessary, I know, but not comfortable and not easy to sleep with either. I was prescribed meds for pain if needed and encouraged to wear tight-fitting underwear for support. My personal choice was a jock strap that was one size smaller than I would typically wear. There was no doubt that my boys were well supported. And yes, I had lots of bruising and some pain and discomfort. I found ice to be my good friend and used it regularly. And on the third day after the surgery, I had the surgical drain and Foley catheter removed. That was a very good day. And once the 2 week mark had passed, I was allowed to begin inflating and deflating the device. I got into a routine of once in the morning and once in the evening, and soon I felt comfortable with the process. The device was working, and it was working well. Meanwhile, I had a few follow-up appointments with Dr. Kapadia. My recovery was progressing nicely, and at approximately 6 weeks after surgery, I received some awesome news. The day arrived when I received clearance to have sex. And interestingly enough, that day was Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to me. Now, since it had been a while since my partner and I had had sex, it didn't take very long for me to achieve orgasm. And I was very okay with that. The sensation was the same. It felt like it should, and there was no difference between now and pre-surgery orgasm. Not to mention, my partner enjoyed the experience too. You might say I was like the Energizer Bunny. I just kept going and going, and my intent was for her to cry uncle. And after about an hour or so, she did. We both collapsed in each other's arms, breathless, smiling, and happy. All was right with the world.